Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's BG Day. We are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Joining us now to talk about BG Super Bowl champion Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Coach Sirianni, so glad you joined us today. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Wouldn't miss it. How y'all doing?
What's up, Coach? How's your offseason going?
How you doing?
How's the offseason been going for you?
It's been going good. Yeah, getting back into it with the players being back in. It's always exciting to get them back into it and just trying to find ways how we can get better.
That's what I'm talking about.
Coach, was there anything, now you won the friggin' Super Bowl, man. Was there anything you did for yourself that said, you know what, I deserve this? Like, you know, did you go somewhere? Did you buy some little treat for yourself for winning the Super Bowl?
No, shoot, we had to get right back to work. I had a coordinator to replace Kellen Moore and then a couple guys that he took with him. So we got right back into it. So, when you're at this spot and you're just thinking about all the ways you can continue to get better. And, because I know this, everybody we play this year is going to be, hey, if we don't protect the ball against the Philadelphia Eagles, or if we don't tackle good against the Philadelphia Eagles, if we don't break tackles against the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, it's going to be hard to beat them. So we're trying to find out ways that we can get better at tackling, and we can get better at taking the ball away, and we can get better at, you know, making yards after catch and things like that. So, you know, that's where our mindset's been from. We enjoyed the parade. All right, so
then
on that, then it's just that mindset to get back to work and try to continue to do good things.
Well, we saw you at the parade, Coach Sirianni, and your speech, honestly, I was like, this guy means business. I like this guy. He means business. In, out, thanked everyone. It was great. So great answer. Great answer.
Thank you.
So, Coach, talking about Brandon Graham today. When you became head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, how important was having guys like BG in there as leaders and as veterans there to help you sort of set the culture that you wanted to set as head coach?
Yeah, you know, I think you guys have heard me talk about that an awful lot. Like, I was different than a lot. Like, I was in a different scenario than a lot of other head coaches, right? I had four guys with Brandon and with Lane and with Jason and with Fletch of guys that, I mean, what first-year head coach has four guys on the offense and defensive line that have played 10-plus years? And so, obviously, those guys and Brandon were just so important to that, you know, and they know how to win. They know the things that it takes. So, and then to have those guys, you know, preaching what you're preaching, and I mean, that's huge. That's huge for any coach, and just feel so appreciative to them on those things. And man, what a great core group of guys I was able to inherit. It's just awesome. Just awesome. And BG's, you know, as we know, we're doing this. You guys are doing an awesome thing for him today and the whole day. devoted towards him, and couldn't say enough good things about him as we're about to hear today.
I tell you, Coach, listening to you talk about the importance of having those guys as players when you came in as coach and throughout your tenure, just it had me reflecting back on your run here as head coach. And there's been up and downs. Your first year got off to a little bit of a slow start. Then, you know, I thought you made an impassionate speech and plea about your team, talking about fertilizing and planting that soil. Not to poke fun at it, I mean being legit thinking about it now, because you had veterans like Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, that I mean, really came out in support of you and have always sort of had your back. And I think having those type of veterans sort of echo your message, I think helped us as fans and those of us on the outside sort of at least try to be patient and understanding with the type of coach that you were, because your players were clearly saying how much you meant to them. Mm-hmm. We just didn't understand it. And it's guys like Brandon that I think helped a lot of us come along to appreciating you as a head coach and what you mean to that locker room and to your players. So hearing you talk about Brandon and some of the other vets, I think it's big when a coach comes in and those veteran players are there to support him.
Yeah, no doubt. And that helps with not just on the outside, who's not there every single day, right? But on the inside too, like on the inside of the building, right, with all the players, like, yeah. You know, and so it was dual important for both sides, you know, the outside world and the inside world to have the support of those guys. And, you know, again, just unbelievable people, unbelievable players, obviously. There's so many times I wish people knew on the outside what good people we have too, you know, because – you know, we're in a business, you know, a results business, right? And I get that, but like, man, but you know, when you win and when you win big, it takes more than talent. It takes, and I say this about BG all the time. Like, you don't play, like, you know this. Like, you don't play in the NFL for 15 years on talent alone. That just doesn't happen,
yep.
Right? It takes all the special stuff. It takes the guys. You know, exactly the guys that we were looking for in the draft, the guys that love football, the guys that have high football IQ, the guys that are tough, the guys that are selfless, right? Those are the guys, God willing, reach their full potential. And that's exactly, you know, I've said it so many times. Like, I remember putting on tape one of my favorite – you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to say it anyway – one of my favorite BG plays, maybe my favorite BG play. And I get it. I wasn't here in 17, so I can't say, you know, the Super Bowl sack, right?
Yeah.
But it was a heck of a play. But my favorite BG play was in Dallas, against Dallas at home in 2023. It's a 2-point conversion. We're up 23-28, and Dak breaks the pocket. And here comes BG, who he was inside on a stunt. And here comes BG flying, relentless effort on his pursuit, flying to stop Dak from scoring. Mm-hmm. Now, it appeared that he scored, and the referee gave him a touchdown, but he stepped out of bounds, if you guys remember, on like the 2-yard line because of this pursuit by Brandon. And long story short, right? They get the ball back. They're driving. They need a touchdown to win, and we end up keeping them out of the end zone. Where a point they would have been able to kick the field goal had they got that 2-point conversion. And so and I you know, that's my favorite play that Brandon. You know, I could have picked many sacks that he had. I could have picked I could have picked the Super Bowl sack that he had against Tom Brady. But the one I'm thinking of is this effort play that I just explained and why. Well, one, it was a huge time, it was a big time play. But for every guy to be able to, for me to be able to put on the tape and say, and slow it down and be like, guys, you don't play 15 years in the NFL on talent alone. Watch the extra stuff that makes it happen. And for everybody to see that and for it to, you know, show up and end up helping us win a football game, like, I have no better. Like, I'm a guy who likes to show a lot of different athletes, like, doing play, making plays and why they made the play and this and that. But I got Brandon sitting right there, you know, BG sitting right there in this film session watching this, and the guys are able to see that. Like, what a great thing to be able to teach the entire team on, hey, man, this is how it's supposed to be done, and it helped us win a game. And shoot, what a great example to all the guys and coaches and players in that room.
Coach, we've talked about BG, and so many people brought up different plays and different moments that they think.
Has anyone brought up that one yet?
No, nobody's brought that one up.
Oh, good, that was original.
Yep, that was original. And
how many guys brought up the Super Bowl sack?
Well, yeah, just about everybody.
Yeah.
That's certainly one. But I wanted to get your thoughts on coaching BG and being around him behind the scenes, right? Not on game day. I'm talking about throughout the week, practice every day. Now, I played with a guy who I work with now, in Hugh Douglas. Like, Hugh was our energy rabbit at practice. He brought all the excitement. He was the guy who had the energy every day, said stuff to keep people laughing.
This is what you did, Coach.
We're in a bar right now.
Yeah.
but I know BG off the field also had to be great for you to coach and have as a player of yours. How much are you going to miss having him out at practice every day to keep things lively and keep things going?
Yeah. I've said this, right? I've said if every company, every business, everybody needs a BG because – man, he just, one of my favorite things to kind of explain to you guys how ready he was every single day is anytime we had pads on, right? Anytime we had pads on, you know, if it was a Wednesday in the season or training camp, he's at that team meeting first thing in the morning with his pads on his lowers. He had his thigh pads in, he had his pads in, he had his knee pads in, he had his butt pad in. He had it all. I'm like, man, this guy's ready. I love this about him. He is ready to go. Like, don't be around him and not be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go. And, man, and that's just a quick story about that. But, like, he's always, you know, you can't have a bad day around him. Like, he's always smiling. He's always, and on top of that, he's always bringing people up. He has a great sense about him of, hey, this guy's going through a hard time. Hey, this guy's, you know, going through a struggle, you know, and he talked about it, right? I've been through that struggle. Let me help you, and let me tell you what helped me when I went through that. Like, what an example. What an example that he was for the entire building in that aspect, because, shoot, we all come in and have a bad day here and there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Hey, even football players, you guys are playing football and coaching football for a living. Yeah, I know it's awesome. But there's times that you come in, you're having a bad day, and it's just as if, you know, he never did, and I know he did, but he was able to, you know, have that smile on his face. And what a humble leader to be able to lead guys when they're going. And that's what I always will remember is him going, you know, guys going through a hard time, and him really trying to reach out and help those guys. But the main thing, like when you asked that question, was him coming in the morning with his pads on, and I love that. I love that about BG. He had a long time before practice would start, too, and he still had them damn pads on.
I feel like you might wear them to the event tonight. You never know. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni with us. Coach, so, BG comes back for what this past year, for what we all felt like would be his final year, and I don't think any of us, at least from our perspective, looked ahead and said, you know, BG's going to play half the snaps. And for, you know, the first half of the year, may even be the best edge on the team. Were you surprised, I guess, at how good he was this year until he had that injury?
You know, no, because, you know, I know who he is, and I know the work that he puts into it. And, no, nothing that he does on the field ever surprises me because, you know, Ike, like you said, like, I get to see him every day. Like, you guys get to see him on Sunday and a little bit of practice, right, when the media's out there. But I get to see him on a daily basis all day, right? And so when you got a guy that's putting in the work that he does and is the type of leader he is, and, you know, that doesn't surprise you because, you know, what you do in private is going to be seen in public, good or bad. And he always brought it every single day. And, man, he – Coach Walsh always says you got to earn the right to pass rush. Right? What does that mean? That means that you got to stop the stinking run on first and second down to earn the right to pass rush. And man, does that guy earn the right to pass rush? Like the way he played, and that's what I think really sticks out to me. The way that he played this year is, man, how awesome he was against the run, right? And stop and you know, pushing a tight end back. That matchup never worked out for the guys when they put the tight end one-on-one with BG and he walks him back, or the guard pulls, and he crushes the edge. Like, that man earned the right to pass rush every single game, and that's what, from this season, you know, really stood out to me, is the way he, you know, did that. And you know, Nolan Smith, right, obviously had a great year. But when Nolan's seeing, hey, this is how this guy plays the edge every single time, and you see Nolan do it, like, you know, what a great example for us as coaches to be, hey, watch how BG sets the edge, and then boom. Hey, now look at it. Now look how Nolan's setting the edge. Like, I mean, and so that's what really sticks out to me with how he played this year 15. And shoot, man, when he, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously injuries happen in this game, and it takes a lot, you know, we're so close to these players, right? We focus so much on team. And so when a guy like BG, it gets hurt, and it takes everything for you as a coach, like in that L.A. Ram game, to not break down for him, right? And, you know, I ended up running in the locker room just to, you know, be there for him for a second. But, you know, so I know that was tough that he had to go through that. But, man, he got himself back. That's the type of guy he is.
Well, he tears the triceps, and, you know, everybody has Google, and I look up the, you know, the recovery time. And there's just, in my head, there's no way, you know, Brandon Graham is ever coming back. Did it ever sneak into your head that there would be a point at which Brandon Graham would return this season?
I knew if somebody could do it, it'd be him. That's what I will say. We try to take everything. I know this sounds cliche, but we try to take everything game by game, you know, day by day. But when they said, you know, and I didn't really think about it until a couple weeks into it, when they said, you know, if we make it this far, you got a chance. And I know BG told me about that a couple hundred times after that. And if anybody had a chance to do it, it was going to be him. And what an unbelievable story. And then, you know, that's the other thing. You talk to guys about being able to play through, you know, bumps and bruises that happen through, you know, you don't, as a player, right, you're never going to feel as good as you feel day one of training camp. And to be able to play through the bumps and bruises of things, like, and being able to put that tape on and go, hey, this guy had this, and now look, he's playing this many weeks later, this many months later. Like, I mean, he said he gets you so many examples to be able to show the team. And, you know, I'm hoping all the coaches over the entire country are showing Brandon Graham clips, because – man, what great example he can be to all the entire youth playing football.
Well, Coach, I know it's been a short off season for you. You've been back at work. Seems like you guys are focused and getting ready for the 2025 season. I know you guys want to move past last year, but for us out here, we're still enjoying it, being two-time champions, and we haven't had the chance to congratulate you personally from this show, and thank you for the job you did all year long as head coach of this football team and bringing the second Super Bowl title here, man. So congratulations, well deserved.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've had a wonderful career so far. Man, we're looking forward to a bunch of great more years with you as head coach.
I appreciate that, guys. I do. You know, and you know, I know you're not asking me, but I'm going to give him my last BG. I came in with some BG stories.
Oh, yeah. Come on with it.
I'm going to give them. You know, the other thing that about him, like, is he always found a way to celebrate other people's success with them, right? Whether that's, you know, Sweaty getting a sack and him wiping off his brow like Sweaty does. You put on a sweaty sack, I guarantee you BG's doing that, you know, as he's talking trash to the other team. Like, so I guarantee that's happening when Sweaty, whether it's Nolan and his celebration, he was just always there for his guys to celebrate their greatness. And what gives me goosebumps even saying this right now, and I got goosebumps because I love this stuff, is that anytime he would get a sack, you saw everybody also do celebrating his greatness and do his BG dance, which I'm doing. I know you can't see, but I'm doing it right now in my office as I sit here and think about it. But I mean, we could go on and on all day about BG, but that I always love that about him and the way he brings people together.
Well, Coach, you know what's even better than having two Super Bowls? Three. So we're looking forward to next season, man.
All right, guys. Thank
you, Coach.
All right, Coach.
There he is, Coach Nick Sirianni. It happened at some point midway through last year. I don't remember when it was. I'd have to go back to the shows. But, man, I'm a Sirianni guy.
It did happen. I don't know. I forget which game it was, but it was – I don't know what moment it was.
It might have been week seven. I think
it was somewhere around seven or eight.
When they came out of the bye, and like just everything.
Was it after the Bengals game?
It was just like every controversy that they handled, every potential, and it was really BG in my ear too on Mondays, like telling me even off air.
I'm gonna tell you what I think it was.
Okay.
After the Jacksonville game.
Yep.
He had a lot of questionable decisions in that game.
And I did defend them.
You agree with a lot of them.
Yes. I did.
He just seems so
comfortable.
Like, comfortable now.
Yes.
Obviously, when you win a Super Bowl, you have some grace. You have a grace period for sure. But he just sounds confident. He doesn't sound cocky.
No.
He sounds confident.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you ask him, what is he doing this offseason to celebrate? He's like, you kidding? I'm grinding.
Grinding.
Again, like we mentioned with Coop.
Sea Isle.
It's almost Sea Isle.
Avalon.
Yep. He has one week down there.
They get that month to sort of let their hair down before the season starts, before training camp starts.
Yep. All right, so coming up next on BG Day, we'll be joined by Chris Long, former BG teammate.
Longs. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I meant like
Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. It is the BG Live pre-party, thanks to Miller Lite. They have Miller Lite specials going on here. BG Day continues on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's BG Day. We are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Joining us now to talk about BG Super Bowl champion Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Coach Sirianni, so glad you you joined us today. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Wouldn't miss it. How y'all doing?
What's up, Coach? How's your offseason going?
How you doing?
How's the offseason been going for you?
It's been going good. Yeah, getting back into it with the players being back in. It's always exciting to get them back into it and just trying to find ways how we can get better.
That's wonderful.
Coach, was there anything, now you won the friggin' Super Bowl, man. Was there anything you did for yourself that said, you know what, I deserve this? Like, you know, did you go somewhere? Did you buy some little treat for yourself for winning the Super Bowl?
No, shoot, we had to get right back to work. I had a coordinator to replace Kellen Moore and then a couple guys that he took with him. So we got right back into it. So, shoot, you know, when you're at this spot and you're just thinking about all the ways you can continue to get better. And, you know, because I know this, everybody we play this year is going to be, hey, if we don't protect the ball against the Philadelphia Eagles, or if we don't tackle good against the Philadelphia Eagles, if we don't break tackles against the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, it's going to be hard to beat them. So we're trying to find out ways that we can get better at tackling, and we can get better at taking the ball away, and we can get better at, you know, making yards after catch and things like that. So, you know, that's where our mindset's been from. We enjoyed the parade. All right, so
there you
on that, and it's just that mindset to get back to work and try to continue to do the good thing.
Well, we saw you at the parade, Coach Sirianni, and your speech, honestly, I was like, this guy means business. I like this guy. He means business. In, out, thanked everyone. It was great. So great answer. Great answer.
Thank you.
So, Coach, talking about Brandon Graham today, you know, when you became head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, how important was having guys like BG in there as leaders and as veterans there to help you sort of set the culture that you wanted to set as head coach?
Yeah, you know, I think you guys have heard me talk about that an awful lot. Like, I was different than a lot. Like, I was in a different scenario than a lot of other head coaches, right? I had four guys with Brandon and with Lane and with Jason and with Fletch of guys that, I mean, what first-year head coach has four guys on the offense and defensive line that have played 10-plus years? And so, obviously, those guys and Brandon were just so important to that, you know, and they know how to win. They, you know, they know the things that it takes. So, and then to have those guys, you know, preaching what you're preaching, and I mean, that's huge. That's huge for any coach, and just feel so appreciative to them on those things. And man, what a great core group of guys I was able to inherit. It's just awesome. Just awesome. And BG's, you know, as we know, we're doing this. You guys are doing an awesome thing for him today, and the whole day devoted towards him. And couldn't say enough good things about him as we're about to hear today.
I tell you, Coach, listening to you talk about the importance of having those guys as players when you came in as coach and throughout your tenure, just it had me reflecting back on your run here as head coach. And there's been up and downs. Your first year, got off to a little bit of a slow start. Then, you know, I thought you made an impassionate speech and plea about your team, talking about fertilizing and planting that soil. Now, not to poke fun at it, I mean being legit thinking about it now, because you had veterans like Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, that I mean, really came out in support of you and have always sort of had your back. And I think having those type of veterans sort of echo your message, I think helped us as fans and those of us on the outside sort of at least try to be patient and understanding with the type of coach that you were, because your players were clearly saying how much you meant to them. We just didn't understand it. And it's guys like Brandon that I think helped a lot of us come along to appreciating you as a head coach and what you mean to that locker room. into your players. So hearing you talk about Brandon and some of the other vets, I think it's big when a coach comes in and those veteran players are there to support him.
Yeah, no doubt. And that helps with not just on the outside, who's not there every single day, right? But on the inside too, like on the inside of the building, right, with all the players, like, yeah. You know, and so it was dual important for both sides, you know, the outside world and the inside world to have the support of those guys. And, you know, again, just unbelievable people, unbelievable players, obviously. You know, there's so many times I wish people knew on the outside what good people we have too, you know, because – you know, we're in a business, you know, a results business, right? And I get that, but like, man, but you know, when you win and when you win big, it takes more than talent. It takes, and I say this about BG all the time. Like, you don't play, like, you know this. Like, you don't play in the NFL for 15 years on talent alone. That just doesn't happen,
yep.
Right? It takes all the special stuff. It takes the guys. You know, exactly the guys that we were looking for in the draft, the guys that love football, the guys that have high football IQ, the guys that are tough, the guys that are selfless, right? Those are the guys, God willing, reach their full potential. And that's exactly, you know, I've said it so many times. Like, I remember putting on tape one of my favorite – you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to say it anyway – one of my favorite BG plays, maybe my favorite BG play. You know, you got, and I get it. I wasn't here in 17, so I can't say, you know, the Super Bowl sack, right?
Yeah.
But it was a heck of a play. But my favorite BG play was in Dallas, against Dallas at home in 2023. It's a 2-point conversion. We're up 23-28, and Dak breaks the pocket. And here comes BG, who he was inside on a stunt. And yeah. Here comes BG flying, relentless effort on his pursuit, flying to stop Dak from scoring. Mm-hmm. Now, it appeared that he scored, and the referee gave him a touchdown. But he stepped out of bounds, if you guys remember, on like the 2-yard line because of this pursuit by Brandon. And long story short, right? They get the ball back. They're driving. They need a touchdown to win, and we end up keeping them out of the end zone. We're a point they would have been able to kick the field goal had they got that 2-point conversion. And so, and I, you know, that's my favorite play that Brandon. You know, I could have picked many sacks that he had. I could have picked I could have picked the Super Bowl sack that he had against Tom Brady. But the one I'm thinking of is this effort play that I just explained, and why. Well, one, it was a big time play, but for every guy to be able to, for me to be able to put on the tape and say and slow it down and be like, guys, you don't play 15 years in the NFL on talent alone. Watch the extra stuff that makes it happen, and for everybody to see that and for it to, you know, show up and end up helping us win a football game. Like, I have no better. Like, I'm a guy who likes to show a lot of different athletes, like, making plays and why they made the play and this and that. But I got Brandon sitting right there, you know, BG sitting right there in this film session watching this, and the guys are able to see that. Like, what a great thing to be able to teach the entire team on, hey, man, this is how it's supposed to be done, and it helped us win a game. And, shoot, what a great example to all the guys and coaches and players in that room.
Coach, we've talked about BG, and so many people brought up different plays and different moments that they think.
Has anyone brought up that one yet?
No, nobody's brought that one up.
Oh, good, that was original.
Yep, that was original. And
how many guys brought up the Super Bowl sack?
Well, yeah, just about everybody.
Yeah,
that's certainly one. But I wanted to get your thoughts on coaching BG. And being around him behind the scenes, right? Not on game day. I'm talking about throughout the week, practice every day. Now, I played with a guy who I work with now, Hugh Douglas. Like, Hugh was our energy rabbit at practice. He brought...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All the excitement. He was the guy who had the energy every day, said stuff to keep people laughing.
This is what you did, Coach.
We're in a bar right now.
Yeah.
but I know BG off the field also had to be great for you to coach and have as a player of yours. How much are you going to miss having him out at practice every day to keep things lively and keep things going?
Yeah, if you're – I've said this, right? I've said if every company, every business, everybody needs a BG because, man, he just – one of my favorite things to kind of explain to you guys how ready he was every single day is anytime we had pads on, right? Anytime we had pads on, you know, if it was a Wednesday in the season or training camp, he's at that team meeting first thing in the morning with his pads on his lowers. He had his thigh pads in, he had his hip pads in, he had his knee pads in, he had his butt pad in. He had it all. I'm like, man, this guy's ready. I love this about him. He is ready to go. Like, don't be around him and not be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go. And, man, what I, you know, and that's just a quick story about that. But, like, he's always, you know, you can't have a bad day around him. Like, he's always smiling. He's always, and you know, and on top of that, he's always bringing people up. You know, he has a great sense about him of, hey, this guy's going through a hard time. Hey, this guy's, you know, going through a struggle. You know, and he talked about it, right? I've been through that struggle. Let me help you, and let me tell you what helped me when I went through that. Like, what? I mean, what an example. What an example that he was for the entire building in that aspect, because shoot, we all come in and have a bad day here and there, right? Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Hey, even football players, you guys are playing football and coaching football for a living. Yeah, I know it's awesome. But there's times that you come in, you're having a bad day, and it's just as if, you know, he never did. And I know he did, but he was able to, you know, have that smile on his face. And what a humble leader to be able to lead guys when they're going. And that's what, you know, that's what I always will remember is him going, you know, guys going through a hard time and him really trying to reach out and help those guys. But the main thing, like when you asked that question, was him coming in the morning with his pads on, and I love that. I love that about BG. He had a long time before practice would start, too, and he still had them damn pads on.
I feel like you might wear them to the event tonight. You never know. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni with us. Coach, so, BG comes back for what this past year, for what we all felt like would be his final year, and I don't think any of us, at least from our perspective, looked ahead and said, you know, BG's going to play half the snaps. And for, you know, the first half of the year, may even be the best edge on the team. Were you surprised, I guess, at how good he was this year until he had that injury?
You know, no, because, you know, I know who he is, and I know the work that he puts into it. And, no, nothing that he does on the field ever surprises me because, you know, Ike, like you said, like, I get to see him every day. Like, you guys get to see him on Sunday and a little bit of practice, right, when the media's out there. But I get to see him on a daily basis all day, right? And so when you got a guy that's putting in the work that he does and is the type of leader he is, and, you know, that doesn't surprise you because, you know, what you do in private is going to be seen in public, good or bad. And he always brought it every single day. And, Coach Walsh always says you got to earn the right to pass rush, right? What does that mean? That means that you got to stop the stinking run on first and second down to earn the right to pass rush. And man, does that guy earn the right to pass rush? Like the way he played, and that's what I think really sticks out to me. The way that he played this year is, man, how awesome he was against the run, right? And stop, and pushing a tight end back. That matchup never worked out for the guys when they put the tight end one-on-one with BG and he walks him back, or the guard pulls, and he crushes the edge. Like, that man earned the right to pass rush every single game. And that's what, from this season, you know, really stood out to me is the way he did that. And Nolan Smith, right, obviously had a great year, but when Nolan's seeing, hey, this is how this guy plays the edge every single time, and you see Nolan do it, like, you know, what a great example for us as coaches to be, hey, watch how BG sets the edge, and then boom, hey, now look at it, now look how Nolan's setting the edge. Like, I mean, and so that's what really sticks out to me with how he played this year 15. And shoot, man, when he sometimes, you know, obviously injuries happen in this game, and it takes a lot. You know, we're so close to these players, right? We focus so much on team, and so when a guy like BG gets hurt, and it takes everything for you as a coach, like in that LA Ram game, to not break down for him, right? And I ended up running in the locker room just to, you know, be there for him for a second, but. You know, so I know that was tough that he had to go through that, but man, he got himself back. That's the type of guy he is.
Well, he tears the triceps, and you know, everybody has Google, and I look up the, you know, the recovery time, and there's just in my head, there's no way, you know, Brandon Graham is ever coming back. Did it ever sneak into your head that there would be a point at which Brandon Graham would return this season?
I knew if somebody could do it, it'd be him. That's what I will say. We try to take everything. I know this sounds cliche, but we try to take everything game by game, day by day. But when they said, you know, and I didn't really think about it until a couple weeks into it when they said, you know, if we make it this far, you got a chance. And I know BG told me about that a couple hundred times after that. And if anybody had a chance to do it, it was going to be him. And shoot, what an unbelievable story! And then, you know, that's the other thing. You talk to guys about being able to play through, you know, bumps and bruises that happen through, you know, you don't, as a player, right, you don't, you're never going to feel as good as you feel day one of training camp. And to be able to play through the bumps and bruises of things, like, and being able to put that tape on and go, hey, this guy had this, and now look, he's playing this many weeks later, this many months later. Like, I mean, he said he gets you so many examples to be able to show the team. And, you know, I'm hoping all the coaches over the entire country are showing Brandon Graham clips, because, man, what great example he can be to all the entire youth playing football.
Well, Coach, I know it's been a short offseason for you. You've been back at work. Seems like you guys are focused and getting ready for the 2025 season. I know you guys want to move past last year, but for us out here, we're still enjoying it, being two-time champions, and we haven't had the chance to congratulate you personally from this show and thank you for the job you did all year long as head coach of this football team and bringing the second Super Bowl title here, man. So congratulations, well-deserved. You've had a wonderful career so far, man. We're looking forward to a bunch of great more years with you as head coach.
I appreciate that, guys. I do. You know, and you know, I know you're not asking me, but I'm going to give him my last BG. I came in with some BG stories.
Oh, yeah. Come on with it. I'm going to give him.
I'm going to give him. You know, the other thing that about him, like, is he always found a way to celebrate other people's success with him, right? Whether that's, you know, Sweaty getting a sack and him wiping off his brow like Sweaty does. You put on a Sweaty sack, I guarantee you BG's doing that, you know, as he's talking trash to the other team. Like, so I guarantee that's happening when Sweaty, whether it's Nolan and his celebration, he was just always there for his guys to celebrate their greatness. And what gives me goosebumps to even saying this right now, and I got goosebumps because I love this stuff, is that anytime he would get a sack, you saw everybody also do celebrating his greatness and do his BG dance, which I'm doing. I know you can't see, but I'm doing it right now in my office as I sit here and think about it. But I mean, we could go on and on all day about BG, but that I always love that about him and the way he brings people together.
Well, Coach, you know what's even better than having two Super Bowls? Three. So we're looking forward to next season, man.
All right, guys. Hey,
thank you, Coach.
All right, Coach.
There he is, Coach Nick Sirianni. It happened at some point midway through last year. I don't remember when it was. I'd have to go back to the shows. But, man, I'm a Sirianni guy.
It did happen. I forget which game it was, but it was – I don't know what moment it was.
It might have been week seven. I think
it was somewhere around seven or eight.
When they came out of the bye, and like just everything.
Was it after the Bengals game?
It was just like every controversy that they handled, every potential, and it was really BG in my ear too on Mondays, like telling me even off air.
I'm gonna tell you what I think it was.
Okay.
After the Jacksonville game.
Yep.
He had a lot of questionable decisions in that game.
And I did defend them.
You agree with a lot of them. Yes,
yes, yes, yes. I did.
He just seems so comfortable now.
Yes.
Obviously, when you win a Super Bowl, you have some grace. You have a grace period for sure. But he just sounds confident. He doesn't sound cocky.
No.
He sounds confident.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you ask him, what is he doing this offseason to celebrate? He's like, you kidding? I'm grinding.
Grinding.
Again, like we mentioned with Coop.
Sea Isle.
It's almost Sea Isle.
Avalon. Yep.
one week down there.
They get that month to sort of let their hair down before the season starts, before training camp starts.
Yep. All right, so coming up next on BG Day, we'll be joined by Chris Long, former BG teammate.
Fletcher Cox.
We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. It is the BG Live pre-party, thanks to Miller Lite. They have Miller Lite specials going on here. BG Day continues on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.